Minnesota Hospital, the continuing saga of our dedicated medical men and women who help make Minnesota one of the best states to get sick in. Today, we find Dr. Gil Whitney talking with Nurse Helen Trent.
Helen.
Oh, Gil.
Helen. Helen, did you see they're going to put Paul Bunyan on a stamp?
Yes, Gil.
Helen, let's honor Mr. Bunyan with a trip to Paul Bunyan Land in Brainerd.
Oh, Gil.
He talks back to you when you speak with him, Helen.
Yes, Gil.
I can hear it now. You say to Paul.
Yes.
Paul, is there romance in my future?
And what does he say?
Yes. In fact, in about a half an hour in a cabin on Gull Lake.
Oh, Doctor. There you are. Have you heard the news?
What news,
he
sir?
He just made his announcement. Our chief proctologist.
Our chief proctologist?
Uh-huh.
Dr. Colin Bowell?
Indeed. Dr. Colin Bowell has announced he will not run for president of the Minnesota Medical Association.
Oh, that's too bad. It would have been great publicity for our hospital.
Well, we have a couple of others in proctology willing to make the run for the office.
Oh, in proctology? Oh, that's good, because, you know, proctology is our showcase clinic.
Yes, it certainly is.
Who will run?
Well, Dr. Phil Dram and Dr. Bob Droll. And they'd like to get your backing if you would. In fact, here they come now.
Oh, Dr. Phil Dram.
Yes, sirree, Bob. How are you, Whitney?
Well, fine. And Dr. Bob Droll.
Hello.
Dr. Droll, it might help if you smile now and again.
Why?
You know, I was just talking with Helen.
Yes.
Nurse Trent.
Yes.
About Dr. Colin Bowell not running. And you liked him, didn't you, Helen?
Oh, my, yes. I could have voted for him.
Hmm.
He's very moderate.
Wait a minute now. Moderate? To run for this office, I gotta be moderate?
Well, don't forget all those liberals down at Mayo are voting.
That's a son of a gun.
And I would say, don't play up your wealth.
That's tough, boy, because I live in a rich neighborhood.
How rich is it?
The Kmart announcer gives all the latest stock market prices.
Yeah, that's rich. Now, you live in a rich neighborhood, too, don't you, Dr. Bob Droll?
Well, so?
Dr. Roll and Dr. Dram, you know you'll have to withstand media scrutiny.
Well, now, down in Texas, media doesn't mess with us. I tell them, go ahead, say something bad about me. But remember, you could end up on my operating table someday.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
Isn't that Bob Droll?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, now, look at here's what we'll do. I'll play reporter here just for practice, okay?
Fine.
Dr. Droll, how do you feel about the current flap over Dr. Kevorkian?
He's got the right idea. I used to be in that business. In fact, I had a cheery little rhyme to drum up business.
Do you remember the rhyme?
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. You might be dead, but you won't be sick.
Wow, that's a good one.
Well, that's a wonderful.
You're a funny guy, Droll.
Dr. Phil Dram.
Yeah.
I'll be the reporter again.
Sure.
Dr. Phil Dram, why did you decide on proctology?
Well, when I was in medical school down in Dallas, I worked my way through school as a puppeteer with the Muppets.
You were a puppeteer?
In all those days holding those puppets, you know, it was only natural that I went into proctology.